We're holding a Hema Beis at the bottom. And the more brought the price of going from Chanus to a plot to Derech Stov, from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabim, through a Carmelis, and the Tanakhama said Chayiv. So Morse says, Ben Azeh, we understand why he's put it to Mahalach Kaimit. But the Rabbanon, El Rabbanon, the three lights on the bottom. The Hinami, the Ksuber, Mahalach Lav Kaimit, Dami, even though that's true, that Mahalach is Lav Kaimit, but Hecha Ishkach, no Kigav, the Chayiv. Where do we know that such a type of Malach is Chayiv? I think if you want to be Masberit, you'd be Masberit along the following way. The Gemara, I think, is grappling, what is the Malach of Hitzah? In other words, I've been telling you that the Malach of Hitzah, Reb Chaim says the Malach of Hitzah is the Kira and the Hanocha. See, a little bit quieter, please. So go to the back. Sweet, go to the back. You can't be in the shir and do this. Stop. Sweet? No, leave. Sweet, leave. I told you to do something, you didn't listen. Please leave.
I have.
Yes. Come back in 5 minutes. You can't, in the middle of shir, interrupt, talk, and I ask you to be quiet. You don't listen. Hey, go to the back, you don't listen. Then you say, then you want to be in my shir. In my shir, you listen to what I have to say. Okay? Next time you'll listen, please. We're masked, the Malach of Itzah is the Kir and the Hanoch. I think the Mora is grappling with, is that the Malach of Itzah? Is the Malach of the transfer? If it's a transfer, it's a problematic Malach. It went from Rishus Yochid to Carmelis to Rishus Rabbah. If the Malach is a Kir and the Hanoch, what's the problem? The Kir was from Rishus Yochid, the Hanoch was from Rishus Rabbah. Even though it went through a Carmelis in the middle, that's not a problem. But is the Malach, if the Malach is the transfer, so like you said yesterday, according to Ben Nazir, clearly the Malach is the transfer because each step is a new Akir and a new Hanoch. So the Malach is that last moment leaving Rishus Yochid and the first moment of entering to the next Rishus. The next Rishus is not a Rishus Rabbah, it's a Carmelis. But according to the Chachamim, that's not true. Halachos Lav Kaimin, do we say therefore the Peshad is the Malach is not the last that last moment of transfer? The Malach is the Kir and the Hanochas, it's Chayiv, or the Malach is the transfer, which is from Rishus Yochid to Carmelis, and it's not going to be Chayiv. So Mor says, how do we know that such a thing is Chayiv? Where do we get it from that such a thing is Chayiv? Hechesh Kachtan Tchei Gavn is Chayiv. How do you know that such a situation is Chayiv? Amr of Safra, Amr of Ami, Amr of Yechonon.
Or
the Kir and the Hanlacha. So, Sir of Safra, in the name of Ami, in the name of Yechonon, says, Midi the Havim, Mavrachay, Vitz, Bishus, Rabin. He does a Kir and Hanlacha, but the point is the Kir is from Shus Yechon, and the Hanlacha is Shus Rabin. So that's great. I mean, that's not great, that's the Malacha. But he went through a Carmelis in the middle. So if the main part of the Malach is the transfer was from Rishus Yochid to Carmelis, and Carmelis is Rishus Rabim. The main Malach is the Kira and the Hanocha. The Kira is from Rishus Yochid, and the Hanocha is from Rishus Rabim. So he's Chayiv. So that's the more is trying to figure out. The Chama say Chayiv, but where do they know this from? Where do they get such a that's the set of the Malach? So Rabami said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, we find the idea by a person who's Mavrachev, it's Rishus Rabim. So Hosam Lav, isn't it Avogav the Kama the Nokar Leva Ozel is Potter? Kimonach Le is Chayiv. Achen Amilushno. So the person is going and going and going. He's going more than Dalai Lama. He can go for 3 hours. He doesn't stop. He's not Chayiv. And then he puts it down, and the law is that he's Chayiv. So, I mean, why isn't there more, at least at this step, the more says, you're going through a state of Pater in a certain sense. He did more than Dalai Lama, and still he's not Chayiv. So why doesn't it work against him and make him potter? But you don't say that. You say because the answer is he started here and he ended up there, and the fact that he, in between, he was walking for 2 hours in an oifel which is not chayiv, is not a problem.
What? So he
should still be chayiv. He's still chayiv. So we're also kimanach lechayiv. No, me dami. That's not a good comparison. Hasam kol hechad monach lemokim chiyuvu. Had he any point along the way, had he stopped, he would be chayiv. That's all called. Therefore, it's all called part of the malacha. But over here, but hacha imonach lebistav, but machem paturhu. But in the stav is the machem patur. Ella, rather, what we compare it to is midi to have a maver chayfitz bin tchilas dalad the slave dalad. Person moved exactly dalad amos. So moving exactly dalad amos in the middle of dalad amos, it's not a machem chayiv yet. Because if he'd stop him with Dalai Lama, he wouldn't be Chayiv. So, the malacha over there has to be the kira here and the hanacha there, and as long as you move a certain distance in between. But the malacha is not the movement, because the movement is very difficult. The movement is not really chayyim, because he's stopping malchibi potter. Hasan lav alpha gav the monach lay b'seif dalad amas potter. He puts it down in the middle of dalad amas, he's potter. Ki monach lay b'seif dalad amas chay. When he puts it down at the end of dalad amas, he's chay. So chinam lishna. So the same thing over here. So the Mor says that would be a good comparison. Comes on the Mor says no. Me dummy, is it really comparable? Hosam legabi hai gavra mokim paturhu, lekuliyama mokim chiyuvhu. So the malach is carrying something in Rishus Rav here. So we'll make our argument that the malach is the carrying, not the picking up and putting down. It's not that it started here and ended here. That's the malach by Maradal and Amos. Again, we're comparing. It's not the carrying the malach. It's the movement. The answer, it's a movement of Rishus Rav. Even though for him it's not Dalad Amis, it's not a Mokum Chiyiv for him, but it is a Mokum Chiyiv for other people, it's a Rishus Rav. So a shame of a Rishus of a Mokum Chiyiv and the act of caring in Rishus Rav, it is. So in other words, we're grappling with, it's a Malacha by Hitzah as a Rishus Yachad Rishus Rav, is it the transfer? So by Dalad Amis, the question is the Malacha the carrying? Or the picking up and placing down. Well, the answer is if the malacha is the carrying is carrying in Rishus Rabbim. You're carrying in Rishus Rabbim because it's Rishus Rabbim. For everybody else, it's a Malkum Chiyuv. Even though for this person personally, if he'd stop here, it'd be a Malkum Patur. But Hacha Lukuliyam a Malkum Patur Hu. This is not he's transferring through a karmel, which is not a Malkum Chiyuv. Ella the Mor says, Midi the Hava Amitzim Rishus Yachid Rishus Rabbim. So the Rishus Rabbim, there's always, you don't have the house fronts up immediately up to Rishus Rabbim. You have a little bit of, there's a little maybe of space in between the house and the Rishus Rabbim. You want to give a little bit of distance. You don't want the Rishus Rabbim is brushing up against the guy's house directly. You want a little distance, isn't it? So, and still, a person will take it out through that. He'd be chayiv. So Tosis says, I mean, that's our shayla. How does the Mor know that? We're saying, well, the same over there is chayiv, over here also is chayiv. But that is the question. How do you know that? Like the front yard. Rishus Rabbim was more like that. In the side, more like a sidewall type of a thing, or you know, some type of a little space that the Rishus Rabbim shouldn't be hitting. Not so much that the house should have space, but the Rishus Rabbim shouldn't be directly against the wall of your house. So you put some type of a space, something there to prevent them from. It was the side of the Rishus Rabbim. So Tosis says that was a normal way that a bias had something in front of it. To block that they shouldn't have the whole force of the Rabbim rubbing against his wall every day. You know, you might wake up every morning, you know, everybody's pushing against your wall. You know, you put something there to block that they shouldn't, you put some cones there, you put something there, right? And Tosha says, and therefore, v'chen ha'im estama b'mishkan. That's how it was in the Mishkan also, estama, that there was we'll have to assume there was something like that in the Mishkan. So that was a double push to the Gemara, that's true. So the Hosam Lav Alfagav the Monach Le Atzidah Rishus Rabbim Potter. Over there, he puts down the Tzidah Shalav. It's not the Tzidah Rishus Rabbim, not for the flow of walking. They're not part of the Rishus Rabbim. So he put it there. He be Potter and Vachim Monach Le Rishus Rabbim Eschayim. So Chidam Elishno. So that would be a good parallel. So the more no, still no good. Masul Reb Papa. Hanichal Rabbanan, the army Tzidah Rishus Rabbim, Lav Kirshus Rabbim Dabin. This is Machlokes Tanoim. According to the Rabbanan, we say, like you just said, that Tzidah Rishus Rabbim did not have the Lach Rishus Rabbim, and if you put it down there, he'd be Potter, and still he walks through there, he's Chai. Great Raya. El Reliezer, they take out the Ben Yaakov. He holds that even though it's not for the average flow, but in the case there's an overflow crowd, they use the Tzidah Rishus Rabbim because it belongs to the Rabbim and it's part of the Rishus Rabbim, and they do use it. So he holds it as a status of Rishus Rabbim. So Michael Amemra, what's Uriah then? So that case is a Makom Chiyuv. That's why he's Chayiv. But this case over here of a Stov is not a Makom Chiyuv. So what would the law be in that case? Some of the Rav Acha Breit, the Rav Ika, Emer the Shemata, the Rabbi Eliezer, Dharma Siddur, says Rabbim, Christus Rabbim, Dami Hecha, the Lekha, Chifufi. Of Hecha, Dika, Chifufi, Mishamata, Leit. So that halacha that he says that Siddur Sarama Krishna Sarama is if you have your main flow and then you have a little bit of a side space, but there's nothing actually blocking it off, preventing people from walking there, just it's not the middle of the road. See, he calls it Siddur Sarama, even though clearly people were not using it, they did shy away from moving right next to the wall of the houses, etc., because they didn't want to rub up against the houses. Even though they did do that, behold, it's still Rosh Hashanah, because you could walk there. There's nothing blocking from walking there. But that's talking about there was no type of a barrier which is being placed there to encourage them not to walk there. But in a case where there's some type of a barrier, they would put something up there which encouraged people not to walk there. In that situation, even Rabbi Eliezer would agree it's not Siddur Rosh Hashanah, not like Rosh Hashanah, because it's clearly not made for walking. And still, the Gemara is assuming, you have to look according to Tosha's logic, the Gemara is assuming, still, that case is more obvious to us that it's Chayiv. So therefore, we have a good parallel to the case of the stall. Which means the Derech of Batim was to have that up in front of their house to prevent people from walking there. And still, and therefore probably that was in the Mishkan. Again, you have to Tosha's is parallel. And still, it's going to be Chayiv. So therefore, the same thing over here. Therefore, that the question of chanus through a stov to the platya is diamond to the case of tzidus sarabim with chafufi, with some type of a barrier. Let's just finish the tzedatim of the Rashi. Amar b'yechadon umayde benazi b'zarek. Benazi is a locha that a person says Potter, a moitzi mechanus the platter derech stov is Potter, because mahalach is ka'omer. That's not true if he's zarek. So if he throws from the shusha yachid through the stov into the shusha rabim, so he's chayiv. Tanya nami hachi, a moitzi mechanus the platter derech stov chayiv. Echad hamoitzi, vechad hamachnes, whether he goes in or whether he goes out, vechad zarek, vechad hamoish, whether he walks it, he throws it, whether he passes it. He's still going to be chayiv. Benazi Armor Hamoitzi Hamachnes Potter. If he walks it in and walks it out, he's Potter. Hamoishet Bazarik is chayiv. But if he's able to stretch his hand out through the stove and put it down on Shasarabin, or he throws it, so there was no Mahal Kaimit over there, so he's going to be chayiv. Zekrahashi. We are holding six lines in the bottom of Rashi and Heim Beis. Chanus is Rosh Hashanah Yochid, Plat is Rechova, it's a wide open plaza, Rosh Hashanah Rabim, it's a Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Derech Stov, Mokim Eats Tabos, the place of where they had benches, Sheyoshim Serchim Shom, that the salespeople would put up their stalls there, and they would sit there. Rishem Karmas Aleho, Dalav Hiluchahu, Rosh Hashanah Rabim. It's a Karmas because it wasn't really made for walking, it was made for sitting. It belongs to the Rabim, but it's made for sitting. He didn't stop in the stov lefush. Saying hanocha ele platya. So the hanocha is in the platya. Benazei poter the kinefarish k'sarei hamhalch kaimen dami. Nimzot neker mishesar yachid. Umunach bistov. Va'erker mistov umenich mishesarabim. Or v'neker mistov mishesarabim. So it goes according to Benazei hamhalch kaimen. So it goes mishesar yachid to Carmelus and Carmelus mishesarabim. Where do you find that when you have another rishus in the middle from the shusha yachad to shusha rabim, and still it's chayiv? Maybe the chayiv is only if it goes directly from shusha yachad to shusha rabim. Some more answers. Me that havi marachay with shusha rabim yes me dalanamis. It goes more than dalanamis. As long as he doesn't put it down, he's potter. When he does put it down, he's chayiv. All that walking is in the middle. So according to the way I'm understanding it, so then the Morris question is, if the Gemara is a kirin anocha, so I don't care how long you walk. If the malacha is the transfer, and we'll say like the logic we said yesterday from Balabor, that we look at the Dalaramas as is that person's Dalaramas, so went from his Dalaramas, and he just kept walking, so that's not the malacha. Right? Because you have all this walking in the middle. The Morris said, that's any place you put down, he'd be chayiv. That's not can't be considered an interruption. So more so the case, tchilas alad seif dalad amas mitzum samas, exactly 4 amas. And if you stop in the middle, he'd be potter. So more answer is kol yamam makom chayiv im yitleyu chutz dalad minicheyu kan. Somebody else who had moved it more than 4 and put it down over here, he would be chayiv shrehiviru dalad shlemis. That person moved dalad shlemis in this makom. So this makom can't be considered a hefsik, because it's a makom of carrying in Rishus HaRabim. So Morris is derived from Tzid Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaYachal, Rishus HaRabim. The person is going from Rishus HaYachal to Rishus HaRabim through the Tzid Rishus HaRabim. Tzid Rishus HaRabim. Kegoyim. Chatzar Shenifetz Rishus HaRabim. There'll be makom of Mechitza, Tzid Rishus HaRabim. You have a chatzar which is... where the wall where it goes out to Rishus HaRabim is open, so that Makom Mechitza doesn't have a Din Rishus HaYachid anymore, depending on the case. But it's not a, and the Rishus HaRabim could theoretically flow into it. There used to be a wall there, but now there's not a wall there anymore, so they could flow in that place. But the Maisa, they don't. Think about Eliezer, Rabbanim, Erevin, Perkol Gagas, Remember, Rabbanim, Dalar, Rishus HaRabim, Damu. It's not Rishus HaRabim. If you look at Ki Afik Mishus HaYachal, Rishus HaRabim, Derech Shom is Chayim. You take it out through there, you're Chayim. The Mora says, even Rabbi Eliezer only said as a loch, Hech do lechach kifufik, going to Hayid Erev, in the case of Erev, there was no wall there anymore. So it was a clear potential flow for the traffic. Hech adik kifufik. No, it's in Yisaitis Ketanas, of Nehakos, they put little spikes in front of the wall, Shechev v'sham agolis v'kronos. I mean, you know, something with some type of a barrier that the wagons should rub against that. V'yechev v'bekosel and not rub against the wall. You know, you want to move the traffic a little bit away from the wall because v'yapilu, because they're knocking on the wall. You keep doing that. So mishem matalei the havi rishus rabim. Even if Eliezer would not call that Rishus HaRabim, if Elohim came up with Rishus HaRabim, Derech Shom is Chai. But if you might, if he walks from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRabim through this area marked off by this Chifufi, marked off by this barrier, he'd be Chai. So same thing over here. He's Mada Bezarek, Mechadus the Pata Derech Stav, the Chai, the Holy Noch, but Carmel is Midi. There is no Hanocha in the Carmelis. Bryce is the mouth of the Moitzi Potter, the Mahal Kermit, the Hanoch Gufa Bekarmel, according to Ben Azai, mouth of the Moitzi is Potter, mouth of the Moitzi means the person actually walked it, as opposed to being Moshe the Zurich, which is going to be Chayv. According to the way I'm explaining to you, Tosis has an interesting point in the Gemara and the Hema Beis. The Gemara says Ben Azai holds Potter because Malka Medavi, but the Kornabon, I don't know why you're Chayiv. It's not, we don't have a Makar for this. You know, so the Gemara could have said Bishlam Kornabon Ben Azai, he holds your Potter because we have no Makar. It didn't have to say Ben Azai, your Potter because of Malka Medavi. The Morris, we could have learned the Menazi, the reason you're because Mehechot Hezi, we find such a Tchiv. And that's good with the Morris Kash and the Rabbanan. It's like a funny back and forth of the Gemara. The Morris says, Kurdan Rabbanan, I can't figure out why you're Chayim. But Kurdan Rabbanan says, I know why you're Potter because of a different reason. I mean, so that's his Kash. I say, but that's really the case what Yerchan is saying at the end. In other words, if you learn that the reason why you're Potter according to Menazi is because there's a din chiyuv when you go through a different rishus, so that could apply even to Zarek and Moshed also. If you learn from Ben Azai, the reason why is because of Mahalka Emedami, so then he agrees to the Chama that this should be something which is potentially chayiv. Right, so Rabbi Yechon's point at the end is that you could have learned Ben Azai, that he disagrees with the whole Yisrael, says, but you don't find such a thing, and then you always put that. Now we understand the Chacham, and that's not the Pshat, that there is a case we understand why there's a parallel to it. So what's Shat Meshat? Ben Azai is ultimately Halakha Ohmet. So at the beginning of the Gemara, the more did not need to say Ben Azai Halakha Ohmet, but the more I said it, because that's going to be the Maskana Ben Azai. Tosfos sort of says that, a little less elaborate than I just said it. Okay. Tanur Rabbanan. So now this is a very important brisa over here. It's a long brisa. It takes us down to almost the bottom of the Yomit. This brisa goes through the Allah Rashiyas of the Shabbos. It explains the four Rashiyas of Shabbos. Not totally, which is interesting. It talks about it at some level, and then we'll get the more is going to go through each one by itself, and still doesn't get every single pratim. Anyway. Dal Rishus L'Shabbos, Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, V'Karmelis HaMakim Petur. The four Rishus of Shabbos are Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, Karmelis HaMakim Petur. V'Ezohi Rishus HaYachid. What is an example of Rishus HaYachid? It's not giving you an exhaustive list of Rishus HaYachid, definition of Rishus HaYachid. It's not giving you a full definition even. It's giving you an example of Rishus HaYachid. Charit Shu Omak Yud, you have in the Rishus HaRabim a hole or a depression which is 10 tefachim deep, v'rochav dalet, and it's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, or v'chein geder shu gavah yud v'rochav dalet, or if you have a fence which is 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide, zohi rishus shayachim gemur. That's a full fledged rishus shayachim. The fence itself can be 4 tefachim wide. It gets around there, which is 4 tefachim also. So again, the Bryce is not giving you an exhaustive list. It's not giving you a full definition even. It's saying, but this is a full-fledged Rishus HaYachid. That's a good example of it. Okay. Basically, Rishus HaRabim, what's considered Rishus HaRabim? Sartya, Uplatya. So you have the option of Esarchi is a main road. Platia was a plaza where they would gather. Gedola, Platia, Gedola. And Umuvuois, Hamufuloshim, and the open-ended Mavui. Mavui is the smaller streets, but as long as they're 16 amas wide, which they're open at both ends, as opposed to one that is closed. And there's a full flow of traffic through it. It's a full street. So Mesila was the Sartia was like the main highway from city to city, and this is in the city itself. It would be more narrow, and it goes through the city itself. But as long as it's open at both ends, it's a full flow of a traffic through it. So it's a Shusharabim. So it's Shusharabim Gemura. That's a full-fledged Rishus HaRabim. Okay. Emesim Rishus HaYachid Zu, Rishus HaRabim Zu, Veimachnisim Rishus HaRabim Zu, Rishus HaYachid Zu. Can't go from one direction to the other. Veim Hoitzi Vehichnis, if he did take it out or bring it back in, Veshagi Chayiv Chatos, Vemeiz it, it's Onash Koris, Veniskel. So that's Rishus HaYachid, that's Rishus HaRabim, and that's the Yisra of Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim. Avo, Yom, the Yam, but you, or Ubika, which is the fields in the out in the valley, Mistavonis, the case we had before of the Mistavonis, the area where they would sit down in front of the stores, by Carmelis, and a Carmelis, and a Lokrishus HaRabim, a Lokrishus HaYachid. So the more later I was going to ask, Carmelis, these are all the Carmelis. These are examples of what the Mishnah, the Bryce referred to as Carmelis. And then it says, this and a Carmelis. So that's the more Kash later on. So all these are Carmelis. So they're not Rishus HaRabim, not Rishus HaYachid. Therefore, Vein Noisim and Noisim Mesoich. It's not Rishus like Rishus HaYachid. You cannot carry in it. You can carry in your own Rishus HaYachid as long as you want. That, as far as you want. You can go 10 Amas. In the Carmelis, you can't go more than 4 amas. It's like Rishus HaRabim, you can't go more than 4 amas. But if a person did carry it in there, 4 amas is potter. You cannot transfer from there to Rishus HaRabim or vice versa. He can't go from Carmelus to Rishas Yachid or vice versa. But if he did, he's Pater. It's on Durban. Okay. Now the Mishnah goes off actually into a new topic, or the Bryce, I'm sorry, goes off into a new topic. A new case which is really not under the umbrella of the four which we said, and that's the status of, it's not of a chatzer without an eruv, what in the process of eruv. Chatzer shel rabim, you have a chatzer or a mavuah shenem mafulashim. It's not open on the both ends. It's not a shetzer rabim. So it's loch is eruv mitardim. Lo eruv asurim. That if they made an eruv, you're allowed to carry from Rishas Yachid into it. You cannot carry from the Shetza Rabim, because Midaraisa to Rishas Yachid. It has enough to have a set as a Rishas Yachid, it has enough machitzas. We'll see how many that is around it. To Midaraisa to Rishas Yachid, and there's no heter to carry from Rishas Rabim to it, no matter what. But we do not allow the person to carry from the Shetza Yachid into the Chatzar, because the Chatzar of the Tzibur, in people's minds, well, that's the rishus of the rabbit. So he's carrying from the Shetza Yachid his personal domain, private domain, into the public domain of the Shetza Rabbit. Wow, you're allowed to carry from the Shetza Yachid to the Shetza Rabbit. Well, the definition of the Shetza Rabbit in halacha is not exactly like that. In people's mind, that's what's happening. Everybody said, well, you have to go through the process of Erev, which will cause the person in his mind to understand that This is not Rishus of Rabbim, it's Rishus of these people together. It's a collective, personal Rishus. It's a personal domain, not a public domain. And that was the logic behind the process of Erev. We don't do it, I mean, halacha, it's acceptable the way we do it, but you know, you look at the cases in Erev, and the way it was done was, it was clearly, they didn't use matzah, I don't know, they didn't have to use matzah, they used to use rolls. So they had to replace it every week. And the Mishnah talks about the way they used to do it was that you have a certain amount of rolls. So they would go around the chutz and they would collect a roll from each person. And they'd have a collected basket of rolls, all the rolls. Every Friday afternoon, there was a night talking. He says, I'm getting the roll for the Reuven Chatzeris. He says, well, you can't carry it. It would be a constant reminder that this is a chutzir, is not a Rishas Rab. Right? Okay. Now the Mishnah. Now we haven't explained what a makom patur is. So now we're going to discuss what a makom patur is, without telling you that.
Oh, but under Bali Iskufa,
prison can stand on this Iskufa, and it was 10 tefachim tall, but it wasn't 4 tefachim wide. So the person would stand now on this Iskufa, and the law is not to be balabayis, but not shalnoi. He's standing in the Rishon Rabbim on this thing, which is 10 tefachim high, not 4 tefachim wide. It's not a Rishon Yachid, not a Rishon Rabbim, and he can have a transfer back and forth with the balabayis, or not to be only not shalnoi. He can have a transfer back and forth with the fellow standing in the Rishon Rabbim. But a bavav shall eat to me balabayis v'nasin laoni or me oni v'nasin balabayis. That he's not allowed to do to make a transfer from the Rishus Yachid through him to the Rishus Rabim or vice versa, because we're afraid that they might end up doing it straight. Maybe not till v'nasin shloshim b'tur. But if he did do it, he's potter. So that's an example of makom patur. Acherim armim. The last case of the brisa, with the Morris is going to explain later on what it is. It's a complicated case a little bit in the Morris explanation. It's not referencing back to the case we just said. It's a new case. Iskufa meshemeshes beis rishuyus. Iskufa can be defined possibly as more than have two different status depending on bizman shepesach pesuach kilifnim pesach no kilichutz. So the Gemara is going to say the case later on was you had an iskufa in front of the house. Iskufa is like it was a porch. Iskufa in front of the house, which was partially covered, partially not covered, and the door opened up into that, and when the door was open, we look at the covered part as an extension of the Rishus HaYachid, and when the door is closed, we look at the covered part as not an extension of the Rishus HaYachid. And that's basically, there's more details to it, but that's the basic idea of what this case is referring to. So Pesach Pesuch is Kalifnim, and Pesach Noel is Kalichutz. Okay, new case.
At the
Raisa level? At the Raisa level, yeah. And that's the discussion later on, exactly, you know, what depending on where the door is, how large, and depending how large the covering is, etc. I'm going to get involved in the details, but that's the basic point of it. You know, how you say Skufa, a new case. Why you say Skufa, Gavoya, Yud, Rechava, Dalad, a razor, Rishus, Liatzma. Now, the Morris says, what's the big Kiddush? We know that. That's Rosh Hashanah. So if you have that in Rosh Hashanah, the Morris says, it's talking about he had it in Rosh Hashanah. And Remeir is Geyser, Chaim is Remeir. Remeir is Geyser, if you let the guy carry in his mind, that's a separate Rishus. So he's allowed to carry from that Rishus. He made a Gzeira, that's called the person's mind carrying from Rishus to Rishus. So they didn't allow that. Because if they would allow that, next thing you'll know, he'll allow himself, if it's in Rishus HaRabim, to do that. Rishus HaRabim, that's Rishus HaYachid. So, that's a Gzeira of Hederah. Okay. Dr. Rashi. Yeah. Dr. Rashi. Dalai Rishiyas, all the way up, yeah. About 15 lines into the narrow lines. Kulam Farishle, it's going to go through the whole thing. Geder, Kaisel, Shugabai, Yud, Baruch of Dalad. It's a wall which is 10 high, 4 wide, 4 tochim wide, Habrish is a yoke. Sartio, Mesila, it's the main highway. Shalchim Bami, Ear the Ear. Platzit, Rechavishal Ear, it's the plaza. Shasham is Kapsim, Lishkar, that they gather there for business, etc. Mavuais, Shal Ear, the streets of the city, which are Chum Tes Yud Vav Amas, which are 16 Amas wide, and Mufaloshim, Mishnei Rishayim, they're open at both ends. Some gifts have the gifts of the Platzi, some gifts of the Sartya. So they're an extension of the main highway, or alternatively, of the main plaza. They flow into the larger areas. On the Shkars, Vala Asura, there's Asura, there's Kars without Asura, Nisko Bahasura, if there was Asura, there's Skila. Bika is Sadas Harbe, Kafan Yabalaz, so it's the field, the gear, where all the fields are together. Yisavonis is Shlitnei Avchanuyas, Shiyoshim Sham Secher. The benches in front of the stores where people would sit. Makamas, Kamoi Porach, the Moskan Athlet Ran, Otto Kolhani, all of these, Yam, Bika, Lav, Haino Carmelis, that's a Carmelis. The Tony. Tana, the other ones that I mentioned before, isn't this the Carmelis that the Tana mentioned? Carmelis, aren't these examples of Carmelis? So what does it mean? And the Carmelis. Ein l'kshus yochid mishum the dam l'kshus rabim dein l'mechitzes. We don't give a din l'kshus yochid because it doesn't have walls, so you can't carry in it. L'kshus rabim dein l'dam l'dimid, but the ma'aseh not l'kshus rabim. Because the lovely Lucha, the Rabbi Maviri, the Gole Midbar, we had in the Midbar one of two things. We had the Mishkan area where everybody came to gather around it, so it's just a Rabbi based on being a platya. Or alternatively, there was the area where the tents were, where people were not walking. Each individual person would walk to his tent, and then there was the main area where they were all walking together. That was the Rabbi of the Midbar. Carmelis, you cannot carry Dalanamis. Klemmer, Ein Taltan Ben El Tetel Dalanamis, you only can carry within Dalanamis. Mishum, the Dharmal Shazarabim, because of Ben Rabbanan Alter Shazarabim. Chamber will say that you can't carry more than four Amis and more in Carmelis, because the person might do the same in the Shazarabim. Because people in their mind, it's not a Shazarabim, it's a public area. So they're going to equate the two, mistakenly. If he does do it, it's potter. That's the example of Carmelis. Chatzar Rabim, Shapsuch and the Chatzar, Batim Rabim. you have a chotzer was the courtyard where many houses would open into the courtyard, and then the chotzer would open out into the shul rabbim. So the function of the chotzer was to act as the funnel of traffic out to shul rabbim. So it's and the mevul shenam afalashas. One end is closed off. So as opposed to having the chutz open to Shul Rabbim, alternatively the chutz could open to a mavi, and the mavi would open to Shul Rabbim. But the mavi was not an open mavi in both ends. It wasn't a main street. There was a little side thing which was closed off in one end. So in that scenario, the people go from their house to the chotzer, the chotzer to the mavi, mavi out to shul rab. So irvu kolabatim shel chotzer yachad bepas. If all the members of that chotzer were mixed themselves together, gathered together through pas, all contributing to the pas. Or if all of the chotzeres combined together to as part of this mavi area, so then you're allowed to carry. Then you're allowed to carry from the house to chotzer and chotzer to mavi, because it's all one big dwelling. Why? Because that each house is its own private domain. The chotzer belongs to all of that. You came from one domain to another. Now, obviously, Rishus Yochid, even though the rice of the both Rishus Yochid, but it's a private Rishus Yochid to a public Rishus Yochid. So they asked that Lasus Yogel Torah Laharchik Shal Yotzi Rishus Yochid Rishus Rabim. They said it's also because you might come to carry from Rishus Yochid to Rabim. That's a Yogel Torah. V'hach Milsalav Michil Gadal Rishus Yosi. The Arab is irrelevant in regards to the halacha of Hitzah. That chotzer is Rishus Yachid, and a person carries from that chotzer to Rishus Rabbim, even without an Arab, he carries to a real bona fide Rishus Rabbim, he'd be chayav. So it's not a new type of a Rishus. So it's not, we don't call it, the Rishus doesn't call it five Rishuyas. Right, because it's not a halacha of a rishus. Person can stand on the skufa and go transfer back and forth to the ani. Is that makom patur? This is an example of makom patur. She ain't a chosh of rishus le'atzmoi. It's not considered its own rishus. The fish ain't a roch of dalik. It's not dalik. A farsh to come on like the Morrison explained. A bottle is rishus le'yochel. It's rishus le'rabim. We look at it as not a separate entity, so it can function as you're allowed to go from Shizu Yachat to it, or from Shizu Rabin to it. So like I told you, Makam Tur, the Lomit Laj by Makam Tur, it's like it's a non-Rishus. It's a nothing. Luvachal Yitol, but you can't, we don't allow him to go take from the Balabais and transfer to the Yoni. The Mizalz of Yisuri Shabbos, the Chavkila, Ligram, Hitzor, Mishizu Yachat, Shizu Rabin, that's being too careless with the Isra of Shabbos to really facilitate a full-fledged Hitzah from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabim, even though it went through him and he's in Rishus Makam Turis, it's really Mutter, they didn't allow that. Because we're afraid that the next time the person by mistake, or the person who sees this might mistakenly allow Hitzah from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabim directly, which is Chiv Skila. Then the Cherem said, "The school was Meshnas Shnei Rishuyos. Pamim Shi Meshmeshes the Torah says Rishus Yachid. Pamim Rishus Rabbim. Sometimes we deal it as Rishus Yachid or Rishus Rabbim. Come on, Mefarish Lo Meshili Kula Shmaya." At the end of the sugya, Daf Tesem and Aleph, the more explained about the case. Then I had a new case. Iskuva, which was 10 and 4, it was 10 high and 4 by 4. This is the finish Rashi. Even though the case was it was in Rishus Yachid, come on the first time. And the words explain what the issue with is a gzera. Yeah. I don't know. That's a good question. Okay. Amar Mar. Now the more is going to take. That's the Bryce. Now the more through the top testament Aleph at the bottom, the rest of the next, you know, three blots are going to be just taking apart the steps of each piece of this Bryce. Amar Mar. Zoi Rishus Yochid. This is the Rishus Yochid. Lamute Mai. What is it coming to exclude? Lamute Hodr Yehuda. It's coming to exclude Hodr Yehuda. Now, I'll just give you the mechogas outside. Mechogas is how many mechitzas are necessary to make something into Rishus Yochid? How many walls the rise of the Rishus Yochid need? The way Rashi learns. Rashi learns, Rambam learns differently, but Rashi learns the Chama hold three mechitzas are needed to rise it to make Rishus Yochid. It's something which is walled up at three sides, and the fourth side is open. So you'd have a Mavri. So Mavri has. There's the walls of the chatzer, a closed mavi. So if you picture a closed mavi, there's a chatzer here, a chatzer here, a chatzer here, a chatzer, and there's walls. So the mavi has walls on three sides, and it's open on the fourth side. There's the Rambam. The right side, that's the Rishus Yochid. Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't need three. Two is enough. So if you have a wall here and a wall here, even though it's open in that end and open in that end, it's considered a Rishus Yochid, the right side. Not the Rabbanon, obviously, but the Midrash. So with some limitations, Yehuda would have a Mabim Foolish being a Rishus Yochid. They have to parallel. So in this Brisa, when it says the example that it gave of the Amud, which is four, or the Chiritz, which is four, ten and four, so those have four walls. And saying this is the Rishus Yochid, so it's coming to Mutei Hodr Yehuda, the Tanya Yeser Alken Amud Yehuda. Yehuda says even a more bigger Kiddush. And here's the wild case of Yehuda. Misha Yeshle Beis Batim Mishnei Tzidi Rishus Rab. So there's Rishus Rabbim, and there's a house on one side, a house on the other side. Well, the house, the walls of the house are also the walls of the Rishus Rabbim. So the Rishus Rabbim now has two walls to it. She has based about the Mishnei Tzidi Rishus Rabbim. So Midrasa, it's the Rishus Yochid. You can't carry their Midrabanan. So what's the answer? So the Chazal said, even let's go back to the case of the Mavi that gave you Karnes Chachamim. Chazal said, even though it has three walls, the fourth wall is totally open, you can't carry them. Because still, the people don't have a clear delineation between Rishus Rabbim and this Rishus Yochid. A person would throw Rishus Rabbim to into the Bichayiv, but that's not enough. So now the Chachamim came along and said, you must do a process either called Lechi or Kara. A Lechi is not to be mistaken with what we call the Lechi of the Mesudas of Pesach, which is actually a misnomer, right? But that's life. Right at the end of the Mavi, I'm talking about the case of the Mavi of the Chachamim. So the end of the Mavi, so it's, you have your picture again, it's like a U shape. There's walls here, and walls here, and this part is open. Right at the end, they put up a stick, which is placed vertical at the end of there, and that now is matir, because that acts as a doorpost, and therefore as a reminder that this is a Rishus Yochid, that's a Rishus Rabbim, and they're separate, or what a person could do was put a cross beam across the end. That's Kara. You don't need both. Source of Pesach needs, you know, that Source of Pesach is a whole different thing. But for this, when you have three mechitzas, deraisa, either you need either a lechi or a Kara. So it comes along. Rabbi Yehuda says, well, I can do that with two walls. Then you need one on each side. You can put up a lechi mikan, a lechi mikan, a lechi on each end, or a Kara mikan, or a Kara mikan, or a Kara on each end. But noisim, you're allowed to carry in the middle now. It's not Rishus Rabbim anymore. Amaloy Aim Arvin Rishus Rabin Bekath. That's not a valid way to make an air of Ran Rishus. It's Rishus Rabin. You can't do that. You could put up walls. In certain cases, you could put up a Tzuras HaPesach, right? But this is not acceptable. It has to be next to the wall. Okay, so this Brisa is coming along and saying that that's not acceptable. So my curly Gemura. So now, then the Brisa says it's called Rishus HaYachid Gemura, the complete Rishus HaYachid. What does that mean? Because Matatayman ki pligi Rabbanon alei the Rabbi Yehuda the lehar Rishus HaYachid hani mila l'taltol abal izrik mardolei kamash malon. So you would think maybe that based on the halacha over there in Erevin, Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to carry it. The halacha says you can't carry in it. But they might agree to him in theory that I mean it writes it's Rishus HaYachid, and therefore a person would throw from Rishus HaRam into this space, he'd be potter. Kamash Malon would say, no, the Chama disagree with Rabbi Yehuda totally. Only this is a full-fledged, full-baked Rishus HaYachid, and that's not Rishus HaYachid at all. This, because this is only the way, this has the enough walls, and that doesn't. Kamashma. See Rashi. Mishnei Tzidr Rishus HaRabim, the bottom Rashi. Zu keneged zu, parallel to the other. Lechem mikan, lechem mikan. Mishnei peyus shel echem in abatim, the two, at the, you can put a lechi at the two ends of bias A. Leheker ba'alma, the function of a lechi is as a way to, in people's minds, to be a reminder to offset, this is where it ends. The Ksav Rav Yehuda, Beis Mechitza, Shahab Rishus HaYachid, and Raisa, two Mechitzas are Rishus HaYachid, Vahikish, Dei Rish Mechitzas, Malyasam, Mechitzas, Shal Beis Abatim. You have two Mechitzas, you have two walls, you have the wall of the bias in the sun and then that side. The reason why they argue is they may have a Rishus HaYachid, that you can't make a Rishus HaYachid, and that is the Hanimil of the Talta. They don't allow Tilta. Shehe Mutter, the Talta Basecha. You can't carry in it. Maybe they agree it's a Rishus HaYachid, but it pretty much looks like a Rishus HaRabim, smells like a Rishus HaRabim, so you better not carry in it, because people will then conclude you're allowed to carry in a Rishus HaRabim. Abel Izrik, but they might agree. Shazarik Mishus Rabim Latoicho Murderle the Chayim. They would agree that if somebody would throw in from Shazar Rabim to this space, is Chay the Shem Mechitz is the Raisa. Vishem Shaz Yachar Let the Raisa to Shaz Yachar. Okay. Kamash Mlon Gemura. Klarmer. So how do you see that in the words Gemura? Zoihi, the example which we had before of the Amud. Let's say the wall. This is a valid Rishus HaYachid because Shenigmarum and Minyan Mechitza is Shalom. It has enough walls. So Rashi, where it doesn't have any walls. It's 10 Tvachim high and it's a wall. And the Rishus HaYachid is on top. It has no walls. Why Shiyesha Mechitza is Mikolsa? It has walls on all sides. Kagoyin Chiritz, the example of the Chiritz. The Chiritz is great, it has walls on all sides. But Chain Geder. The wall getter also has a din of walls. The meaning midalad stodim goyd asik panei mechitza. We extend up halacha Moshe Mesinai. We extend up the face of the wall as extends up. So it's now enclosed on all four sides, but through this virtual wall which extends up. Al roisha benimsa roisha mukav midalad stodim. It's enclosed on four sides with chalal dalad, and it has a space inside which is 4x4. Of the Yehuda, loy nigmaru mechitzah shalom the minyanon. But Rabbi Yehuda's case, it's not complete. There's not enough walls. But Rabbi Shmuel Yochid he klatz, not Rabbi Shmuel Yochid at all. But in Echonami, they agree that midrash of three is enough. So the example that Bryce gave before was four. It's saying this is enough, but not Rabbi Yehuda's case. It's only two. That's not enough. It is a little bit funny because the Maisa. Rashi's sheet is that three is enough. The Rama sheet is you need four according to the Chachamim. So then the Bryce's example of the Omid is great because it has all four. But Rashi's sheet is that three is another. You know, we'll see later on as we go on that three is enough. So. Right, it would be a caramelist. Now, but you see, when Rashi learns that the logic behind the case of Geder is that it has to have walls in the area that the person's functioning with. You know, it's definitely set up from Rishus Rabbim. It's ten tefachim tall, and it's 4x4. But that's very nice. But the place where he's going to function in is above that, and there's no walls. Rishus Yochanan must have walls. That's what Rashi's mechadesh to us here, which we didn't see that when we learned the Braisa on Amanal. Okay.